T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Devin, headline today at WEEI.com. From journalist, columnist, all the above, Megan Ottolini. The night the Celtics found another big two. I'll read the lead here. There's an old saying, which I'd never heard this saying before, which must be new. It's not about the size of the dog in the fight. It's about the size of the fight in the dog. That might have been the case for the Miami Heat in Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Finals. But the Calm down, Lou, relax. The Celtics have found the advantage in games 4 and 5 when Ime Udoka sicked big dogs Al Horford and Robert Williams on Miami's tough but undersized lineup. They were immense. We should have talked more about them the first 48 minutes of the show because Williams, we had this one right, guys.
Yeah.
Williams is more important than Marcus Smart in this series. Thank you, DMX. And Al Horford, again, was awesome in this game. As you're obsessed with dogs, this one fit at WEEI.com. You can't even stop laughing.
Y'all get it twisted.
I love DMX so much.
I found the acapella version of X. I'll give it to you.
You do?
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
No, I can't play it. Can't play it.
Edited? He's
going to have to take some time.
Oh, he's sicking the big dog.
It sounds like one of those.
Get it twisted.
Sucks.
It's mega.
No, that sounds like one of those karaoke machines when you put it on like
a little tap echo.
Yeah, a little echo version.
He's gonna play that the next 2 days.
No, I'm totally fine with it.
They were great. Well, they were two. They were dog. They were big dogs last night. They were great.
Dogs, we ain't no puppies.
No. So my point with this column, if you want to get serious about it,
yes.
For a second.
Is. Ime Udoka has started putting in this lineup where it's Al Horford and Rob Williams III together on the floor. And it's a luxury for the team because more often than not in these playoffs, he's had to split the time between the two of them. So one subs in for another.
Yep.
But against this Miami team, they're a great defensive team, but they only have one 6'9 guy and it's Bam Adebayo. And that is who kills you when he's able to go off. So he puts the two of them in together. And we've talked about this a little bit before, Christian. But they just completely, like, I wrote that they're like two vultures in the paint, just like looming over, daring anyone to come in there.
Can I read
from
it
the Miami
Can
side?
I read it
sure.
Oh, so when Miami brought the ball up the court, Williams and Horford loomed over the paint like two massive vultures, forcing Kyle Lowry to chuck fat as hell, lousy long rangers.
You call him fat as hell?
Why are you fat shaming Kyle Lowry?
I did not write that.
No, I added that. No, you're right. Excellent choice of words. Because that they just kind of hover, and I would say so Bam only had the one good game. He had the one good game, and oh, what a coincidence! It was when Rob Williams wasn't even playing. So you could sit there, and that's why when the injuries and who would you rather have, Smart or Williams? It was like Williams in this particular series.
Yep.
He's too important.
Well, when they're both out there, the physicality and the urgency of the team just changes because they have that physical dominance. You know, like they are challenging the Heat players to take these lousy long-range shots that they don't have right now, especially without Hero on the court. But then on the other side, it's like they just came alive on the boards for the first time. They started boxing out. The first half was painful. Particularly the first quarter in terms of how they were battling on the boards. There was no boxing out. There was a lot of standing and watching. On defense, there was that really bizarre play. Forget who it was. Was it Kyle Lowry or Jimmy Butler who drove to the hoop and Jalen just kind of stepped out of the way? Like, he was like, I'm not getting posterized.
That was the first quarter.
That
looked like when you're playing a 2K, like an NBA video game, and you hit the wrong button. He let him walk right by like he had money on the game and was betting the over.
It was really
awful.
Odd.
Awful.
It was really odd. But when they're out there, they're only out there for, like 5 minutes at a time. This is what happened in the third quarter. And I think it really started that swing that allowed Jaylen Brown to go off and for them to go on a 10-0 run that then extended into the fourth quarter. But I think that they just change the makeup of the court and what they're able to do. But it's so difficult because on the one hand, you have a guy who's almost 36 and you're pushing him to play up up to 40 minutes a game. And then on the other hand, you have the delicate player that is Rob Williams, and you never know if he's even going to be on the court. I was surprised he put in 27 minutes last night.
That was a good sign for him, right? That was a good sign for him. I think going forward, we talked about, I think Christian and I agree on this. We wanted to see him try to play through what is clearly some knee soreness, and he's been playing through it now. And he had that block shot, and Van Gundy called it one of the best block shots you'll ever see. I forget which Heat player
corner,
had the three in the
three,
corner.
Tucker, I think.
And he
Oh, yeah.
He was right. He started from the paint, took one step, jumped, and blocked a three-point shot. And that's, we're starting to see him get back to being the player when he was healthy, was getting player of the year, or defensive player of the year consideration, and he's doing it through pain, which is part of the growing process for a player. It's why I question, why was he warming up for these games? Why wasn't he out there? Well, now he's playing through it, and you guys are right. Huge impact last night.
You know, the what I love, what I thought was really kind of cool for Al Horford, based on everything he's been through, is how Jaylen Brown called Al Horford the release valve. And it's kind of fitting. It's like, you know, pressure's mounting up, pipes are about to burst, something bad is going to happen. You know what? I got you. Don't call a plumber. Call Al. Okay, it just kind of release valve, and it releases the pressure and the tension, and everybody seems, I mean, listen, Ime's been talking about it for a while, so I'm surprised.
Christian, you can almost call him Valve Horford.
Valve Horford.
No.
I was up there with my Robin Williams impression from the other day.
Yeah.
Like, you got the worst thing I've heard.
You knew it sucked, Tyler.
We all died
and you didn't
a little
own it.
I had to think it out there,
you
say it out loud, workshop that.
He actually workshopped off the air. I'm glad you did it.
Just don't worry about
Valve Horford. I think that's great.
Yes.
Admiral Al, Energy Al,
Asymptomatic Al.
Asymptomatic Al. Yeah. Celebrated last night.
The plumber. He can call him the plumber.
Mark in
your pipes.
Mark in New Hampshire is going to take the Miami Heat challenge. Oh. Make the case the Heat to win this series. Mark, go ahead, pal.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Mark.
Yeah,
go ahead,
well
bud.
Enough.
Hey, perfect. Hey, so I'm taking the challenge. You know, I've been watching basketball a long time. I'm always going to love the Celtics. Tatum, his skill set is too freaking good. But if you watch Jimmy Butler and the Heat play, Butler, he's a dog. He has the Kobe mentality. He has the Kevin Garnett mentality. He has it. You know, Tatum's just as good as those guys, but he doesn't have the dog, angry winner factor. Butler does, and I think that's what's going to carry him on. And also, too, Bego, the commercial about the screwball whiskey, phenomenal. Thank you.
Congrats to you.
Thanks. Yes, you know,
excellent read. I went out and bought some the other day.
I'm new at these reads, so I take that as a huge compliment. That's kind of a dig at Jason Tatum, right? Saying that Jimmy Butler is Kobe-esque.
Not the...
That is all that Tatum wants to be.
Man,
that's his guy.
He's not as good offensively.
There are, like, the comparisons are pretty legit, though. You're starting to see it. With
Tatum
Jason
and Kobe?
Tatum. And I hated Kobe Bryant, his first year. I despised
him. You're buying in now? You're well,
no, I say he's
good
on
for
it.
He's, you.
No, like, listen, I still think he needs to get a little bit tougher. Like that, you know, I want him. He can speak softly
dog
all he wants, but
some
he
DMX?
Needs that dog. Ooh, ooh. He needs that dog. He ain't no little cats.
All right, we're going to look ahead because everybody at this table is pretty sure that the Celtics are going to go to the finals.
Yep.
If they get there, who takes most of the credit?
Yeah.
Could it be Danny Ainge? We're going to get to that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.